إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في الإيمان. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة والأخوات في الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are pleased on the chapter of endowment. Last week we took the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Likewise, the hadith reported by Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, that Umar radiallahu anhu asked the peace of mind, which he described as the best of his property. And he asked the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what he could do with it. And the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, in shita hadasta abda'a wa tasadakta liha. Say it in life, you can retain the happy that he is the source for the contractor we have, then you give it out of Sadaqa. You give it out of Sadaqa that he is the produce of the piece of the land to be given out of Sadaqa. Why the land itself will mean something that is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the difference of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describing as something لا يباع أصلها. The source should not be sold ولا يورث. And the source should not be inherited by the heir ولا يورث. And it's not something to be given to the person. Which means the one who gives out this, he has given it out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's no more his in that he cannot give it out. In that his children or his heirs cannot inherit it. In that he cannot sell it. So what you cannot sell does not belong to you anymore, or is not yours. What you cannot give to somebody is not yours. And what cannot be inherited by your children or your heirs is not yours. So this is an attempt, so to say, of making something that you want to make it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the process of things that come out of this particular thing will be given out as sadaqah. And we said this is called as sadaqah al-jariyah, a continuous or an incident sadaqah. And that the asking will remain. If at all the asking is going to come to an end, or is going to get to perish, it's going to last for a long time. So this type of thing is what they use for sadaqah jariyah, a continuous sadaqah. But if it is something that will be destroyed or will perish immediately, such a thing cannot be used as what sadaqah jariyah. It can only be used as what sadaqah. And that's why I give an example. Somebody who brings foodstuff, and then this foodstuff is sadaqah jariyah. That means, this foodstuff, I want to use it as what? Water. He can't be wrathful. Because when he is beaten, it's no more guilt. It's no more guilt. So you can only say, this foodstuff is what? Cover up. You can't say this foodstuff is cover up or judgment. Or wrathful. You can't call it wrathful. So wrathful instead must be something that will be continuous. Even after all, if it's going to come to an end, it will last long. So it's not something that will perish immediately. So this is called what? Sodak al-Jariyan. It is not going to perish immediately, it's called Sodak al-Jariyan. So Allah, Allah said to him, إِنْ شِيْتَ حَدَفْتَ أَفْلَهَا وَتَفَتَّقْتَ بِهَا. If you wish, you can watch, you can retain. It has to be the source for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet said it. And whatever comes out of this will be seen as sadaqa. We'll give an example, or we'll give a lot of examples last week. Somebody gives a house, for instance, and he says, look at this house. Whatever proceeds come out of it should be used to maintain some so and so. Any part of it should be used to maintain the building itself. Then the second part, the half of it, or more than half of it, should be used to take care of the orphan, should be used to take care of the widows, and so on and so forth, or the needy. So this can become what? Sadaqa jariyan. It's a continuous sadaqa. Because the building that you have built is going to last for a long time. Or if you tell me this building is sadaqa jariyan, I want the need to be what? Living in age. This is what? Obviously, the need. So they will not be paid. So this is what Sadaqa Jariyan. Or maybe part of it will be rented out and part of it will be for the poor people. So the amount that the one that is rented out, the amount realized for which should be used to maintain the building. So various ways of doing Sadaqa Jariyan. It may be a bus, it may be a car, it may be different things. As long as the thing is beneficial, the thing is something that will last long, and the cost that the person is putting that thing is something that is worth, something that is mustaham, or something that is mashrur, is allowed in the Sharia. We mentioned last week, you cannot say okay, this is going to be Sadaqa Jariyan for the musician. They will say it's going to be Sadaqa Jariyan for the dancer. Because all these awards are asked of people. So somebody should not do Sadaqa Jariyan for something that is worth. That is a sinful act. Shouldn't do Sadaqa Jariyan on that. If you want to do Sadaqa Jariyan, it should be something at least that is not mustahab in the deen. That is mustahab. Now for something that is mubah, permissible, can you do Sadaqa Jariyan for that? This, a lot of scholars say, no. As long as it is mubah. But you do Sadaqa Jariyan for something that was mustahab. That was fetish. Something that is mustahab. Not just ordinary mubah. That will be doing something that was mubah. Something that was mustahab that an individual encourages us to do. No talk of gambling for something that is haram or something that was makruh. So this is something that was. That is important that we ought to take note of. The Sadaqa Jariyan must be something that will be durable, that will last long. It must be something that is beneficial, something that is encouraged in the being, not something that is good, something that is harm. Then when you do Sadaqa Jariyan, you can do Sadaqa Jariyan for different types of things, because Sadaqa Jariyan is only country. Or you can do Sadaqa Jariyan for something that will give for a Muslim or a Muslim family to put far food in the vision. You give an example to somebody who does a mobile and you say people in the community should be coming to watch. That should not come in. Whether Muslims or non-Muslims. So this is what Sadaqa Jariyan is. So it's not a mob that when you want to do Sadaqa Jariyan, it should be restricted to. Should be restricted to the Muslim. No. It can also be for the non-Muslim. You also mentioned that you can do Sadaqa Jariyan for your children. Once you say, okay, these powers that are huge is for so and so the medium among my children. When they have children, not all of them watch, be rich. Only some of them are poor. So it's okay, all those who are poor among my children, so the watch, they should be residing in this building. I want to look at this building or this Mahajaria is for my children and the children of my children and it's my grandchildren. So which means after your children, those who watch will take care of it. So the only thing that you can type this Mahajaria yourself to say, okay, I'm building this house upon Mahajaria for myself. But if you do Salah Qajariya for the Muslims, then you be among us, among the Muslims that are going to be taken for this and say, okay, this building is for the students of knowledge. And at the same time, you become one of the students of knowledge, so you can watch. You can also benefit from it, because it is general. You have not said it for a particular person. When you say Salah Qajariya is for a particular person, it's for a particular person. When you say it was, it's general, it's general. So, and it should not be altered unless if what the Salah Qajariya is on is something that is not haram. Unless it is not something that is not haram. So, in that case, it can be altered. Take for instance, somebody says, okay, this Salah Qajariya should be for the Christians. They should be living in that what? Church. That is not haram. So a Muslim cannot do such. That's like the congregation is using for church. You cannot be doing something that is promoting their religion. Or something that is what should be used as a music or whatever. Salah Qajariya. Can you Salah Qajariya? Because Salah Qajariya, you are expecting the word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you cannot be promoting something of what? In something of shirk or something of a sin. And you claim you are expecting the word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is impossible. So in a situation like this, it should be altered. It should be altered. From what you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning the wasiyya, which we are still going to take, inshallah, the will left behind by the deed. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا سَمِعَهُ فَإِنَّمَا اسمه على الذين يبتلون. So whoever comes after he has what hand, فإنما اسمه على الذين يبتلون. Those who alter it to be obedient to him. But this watch, the things have put them as wasiyya, something like watch, is so sinful. Then they should alter it. Take for example, he says, is given out after his death. That so and so property of his should go to so and so person. And look at the person that he has given that property, the person is one of the inheritors. And the inheritor should not be given what? Wasiyya. You should not make the wasiyya to favor one of the inheritors because Allah is taking care of the inheritors. You are not giving one of the inheritors that you should take something after the death, it is not fitting on your part. Or a gift to somebody who is not one of the inheritors, but you give to him more than one third of the property. Is that maybe two thirds of his property or half of his property should be given to so and so person? In that situation, it should not was implemented. Because the item that you can give out after your death. So, somebody is not among your friends, they wrote one thought that is higher. So in that case, somebody says half of his property should be given out to somebody, it must be brought down to what? One thought. Then you fulfill what you have said. So the same thing is applicable here to the case of what? The difference between what and what thinking is that what has to do with what while you are alive. While wasiyya will be implemented after your death. What you are still alive, wasiyya is what after your death. So, in the case of what, if somebody says, okay, this is what, and he to be it should be used to promote you and you. If that thing is not haram, then the Nabi, the one who has been appointed as the guardian, should change it. If he changes it, he has no sin. In fact, it will give a wonderful act for him to change it. Because if he implements it, he will be painful, and the one who has watched also done that work would have been watched painful. He also be painful, both of them will be everything. But if he changes it, he has saved himself and saved the one from what? From the sin. So these are things that are very, very important that you ought to take into consideration. We mentioned this, I'm just bringing them back as a reminder and a summary of what we said last week. So Umar رضي الله عنه accepted what the Messenger of Allah Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said. And he said he could give this plot of land that is the most precious property to me, has given it out in the cause of Allah. And whatever fruit comes out of it should be given to the poor, my relatives can also eat from it, even the guests can eat from it, even other people can also watch eating from it. And what was the law during his time, during his lifetime, he was the one in charge of it, he was a Nabi. That is why we said last week that it is corrigible for the Wahi to also be what? The Nabi. Umar was the Wahi and was the Nabi. And he was the one that had watched and dawah, he was in dawah, and at the same time he was the guardian. Then after the death, he said he should be transferred to Hafsa, his daughter. And Hafsa was the guardian. Then he said after Hafsa, he should be transferred to the living. So there must be what? There must be guardian. So the guardian can be the walking, it can be another person. So this is what they teach, that Umar was allowed and teach. Now we mentioned a point last week, and that is those that the item has been endowed for, if they are no more alive, who will take care of that? To mention something like this. And it was said that the most correct opinion is that in the absence of the Mawquf Na'ali, the one who has been endowed, that the item has been endowed to, if it is no more alive, then it goes to watch, it goes to the Masakim, to the poor, the needy. Because Qatari Allah then was in the name of the Qatari, the Qatari of Masakim, والعاملين عليهم وفي الرقاب في الدنيا. So go to what? The Masakin. So المساكين والفقراء والعاملين عليهم. So then what? The Masakin and the فقراء. This is what? The weightiest opinion of the scholar. Why can't we say it will go to the relatives of the wealthy? If those that he has endowed it in for are no more alive, why can't it go to his relatives? Some people are saying, well, the reason why the most correct opinion that it can't go to them is that what is no longer his property. Because it cannot give it out. Likewise, it cannot sell it and it cannot be inherited. So when we say it goes to his relatives, it's like we are trying to watch, consider the relationship of the thing. And he has said this thing is what working on so and so point he specified. Or it is not specified but he described. Should do what for so and so people with so and so point, maybe for all the Muslims or for all the people or for the students of knowledge, he has specified how to explain. That doesn't indicate he is doing working for the children, the permission. If you have mentioned your name, that it should be what? For my children. And you will be worried for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for doing that. Why? Why can't you be worried? You're not supposed to take care of the children. If you really want to be worried, is that why That thing is not worthful. You can give it also to some other people. You can try to give it out, you can try to sell it, you can try to do anything with it. But you are now the people having to work to achieve better. This is what worthful for my children. Maybe to take care of them. So, and whatever is realized from that thing will be used to take care of the children. But it is all for them to live in peace. They will be living in peace. Now there is this question, is it permissible for him to give some of them and prevent some of them? To say, okay, this thing is working for so and so person among my children. Without having a quality that qualifies them to us to take that. No, he said that this is for the poor among my children. That one is what? So those who are not poor among the children, who are not. What can you say, okay, this work food is for the males among my children, the females are excluded. Can you say that? This will be injustice. Because that thing is not a tangible quality. Because you say, because they are males, no. Because it's something that works for the tangible. Like you always say that as we go to our one gig, you say this building is for any of my daughter that was divorced. So if any of my daughter is divorced, she should come and work, live in this one. Thinking the time that what she will marry. She will marry. And if she remarries, then she is no more entitled to that. So and the house or the building will be used for this purpose only. Continuously like that. So after maybe the doctor has no more in work in existence, what will happen to the building? To the master king. To the master king. Because those that he has mentioned are no more what in existence. So and we can use the building like that. In that case, we use it for what? We give it to the master king according to the stronger opinion. So that is on the hadith of Umar radiallahu anhu, which is what the strongest evidence with respect to what waqf. When Allah talks about the government and governance in Islam, this is one of what the strongest evidence that we use to support endowment. And as we said, we have the endower and we have the beneficiary from the endowment. We have the guardian. All of them, they have their conditions. The guardian must be upright, must be sincere, and he must not use it for his own personal benefit. He can also watch, he can seek from it as well. But for you to not say, okay, this thing, I'm going to sit on it, I'm going to make money out of it, then it is not watch. This is not permissible. This is not permissible. So, these are things that we also should know that are important points. When we are talking about endowment, you know how to do endowment. Then that when you are made a guardian of an endowment, you know how to behave so that you will not be responsible and you will not be exposed to punishment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you are the endower, you know how to do your endowment. So that what they are only injustice. You know the case of Abdurrahman Bashir, his father. He gave a plot of land to what? To Nu'man, the son. And the mother of Nu'man said, oh Bashir, this that you have given to my son, go and make the promise of land a witness to it. So that it will not be something of argument after you are no more alive. So Bashir went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then the Messenger of Allah, this is what I've given to my son Nu'man. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Akunta waladi nahaltahu ahada. This that you have given to Bashir, did you give to all other children? He said, no. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ashmi to the Yish. You are going to somebody else a witness. Fa'imi la ashadu ala jaw. I'm not a witness to what? Injustice. I'm not a witness to injustice. And that's why This is different from the issue of washing. We talk about washing, but this is what gift. Gift is different from what washing. Gift is yours, is yours. A father can take what he has given to us, the children, so it's a child, he can take it back. But he cannot take washing back. He can't say, okay, I've talked about the issue again, I've decided not to use it as washing for you. If you say something is washing for us, on your children, you can't say it's no more washing on them. It's washing for them. Because the ownership has been transferred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not for us. Unless if what you have done is wrong, is wrong. That is the wrong that you have done. So if the wrong that you have done is something that is allowed in Sharia, then in that case it's no more wrong. Yes. On that word, gift. So, Messenger of Allah told Bashir, he says, Ash is ready, Tadini, La Ashhadu, Alajah. Go and make somebody else a witness. I'm not a witness to injustice. So if you are going to do work through the same thing, should what? Should be treated the same thing. There should be no joke when you are doing work. Now there is this question. Somebody says, okay, I'm opening a fund for this man now for the schooling of my children. We are going to put that down or not? Huh? Why? If you say work, is it workful? Why? If you say it's not workful, why? For the schooling of my children, that I'm opening maybe an account for the schooling of my children. Even those that are what? Young, those that have not reached the age of what? Maybe going to school. This is a separate account for their schooling. Is it injustice or is it work? We are going to pursue it. Okay. Okay. That is injustice because some children might not even grow old. So why you keep the money for them? Do we agree?
Not all of them are going to go to school. Maybe they are not having to go to school. This guy that is affected, but they might not be able to.
Okay, some of them may not be able to go to school because maybe the intellectual ability may not be there and maybe there may be some disability and things like that. Okay, no, I don't even do this. There are some forms like that that maybe they encourage you that form are open for open an fund for things that okay. So what is the Islamic ruling on something like that? If it's permitting, I'm going to consider that as work, since I can do work for my children. Can't we consider it as work? Or we consider it as something that is worth to job? Okay. So that's why I said that we are able to classify this. If you don't know those who are poor among my children, you can live here. Or even maybe this thing is work for my children, all of them, whether poor or rich or so, you are trying to do that. Now can we say the same thing of okay, this fund is for the schooling of my children?
I think it's still work because it's not a thing that time to segregate. Then that you say this is good, and you have to be partial. And then what I told you is not to be work. Is that you're not giving it to those that are present. Then you mean those who are coming after them. I think it's more, that it gives more room for those to take it's work.
Now to give, can we use money as a work? Can money be work? Yes. That this money is work? No, if you open an account, now this account is what? For schooling of my children. The money that you have kept, can it be considered as work?
Yes.
So how can you make it work?
The
source has to be continued. Take for instance, I say for this building, whatever is realized from here should be used for the schooling of my children. This building, whatever is realized from it, should be more going to keep money in an account that is accounting. Because it, as you are taking from it, then some of the children that you are talking about, some of them have not reached the. So which means you want to buy, take for instance, now you have a boy of 12 that is going to buy a Jandabia that is as big as now, something like that. So you must buy for the boy of what? 2. The same Jandabia. So the boy has not reached the age of what? Going to school. So why the provision of what? Schooling. Why the provision of what? Schooling. He has not reached that stage. So he can't go say this money is for him. So let him reach that stage. If we think they reach the age of what? Schooling. Then if you are able to do that, that by the time maybe you are poor, and you have some more children, maybe by the time you are poor, you are able to watch, to achieve something. But when you become rich, what you could not do for those children while you are poor, are you going to do it for them or you what? In the pamphlet. So you need it. You won't say because to take care of their future schooling. There are some children that you are able to not take care of their schooling. Maybe there some of them are not grown old. Or in the pamphlet, maybe some of them they are on their own now working. Maybe some of them struggle to get. But all of a sudden, maybe you just get a contract and you become what? A millionaire. Then you still have some young ones that you can send to Harvard University, can send to so and so. So you now say, okay, I want to give you the people for freedom. Are you going to call those ones that have become what? That are on their own now, that okay, for me to be judged, I have to watch, give you one that I'm going to spend on this people now so that I give it to you back. And that's where that should be left. When you are rich, you do what you're able to do. When you are poor, you do what you're able to do. But when you look at this building, I'm giving it as a workful. Whatever is realized from it should be used for what? For obviously. So that's what is the difference between. We're talking about the building now, not the cash that you have kept down. The building, okay, you are being workful now. Obviously, it's not as what you are given something. Ouch! Because the money itself is not something that you use to watch that will be working in itself. It's only something that works that you watch and it's something that you can tie down. So if the money, if you want the money to be something of work that is to be used, it will be tied down. It will be tied down, then whatever comes out of it will be what to be what to be used for a lot. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال بعث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عمر على الصدقة ثم أبو هريرة صلى الله عليه وسلم that نبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم sent عمر to collect صدقة الحديث that is in front of the hadith. This hadith you have come across it before. What is part of the hadith when you go back to the Bukhari and the Muslim is وأن خالد فقد اختبس أدراعه وأعتاده في سبيل الله. He has put his أدراع is a product of the other means armor. وأعتاده أعتاد is a product of أعتاد and أعتاد means what? Weapons. في سبيل الله in the cause of Allah. Now the hadith says that Messenger of Allah Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says Umar radiallahu anhu to collect zakat from people. And Umar radiallahu anhu was appointed as one of those zakat collectors. And he said, we mentioned one day that the Messenger of Allah Islam gave Umar. He gave him some money. And Umar radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, A'atihi man wa asfara min. So Messenger of Allah, give this to the one who is poorer than me. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, Ya Umar, O Umar, ma ja'aka min hadha al-mal wa anta laysa sa'in wa la mushrikin, fa khudhu wa tanawwal. He said, O Umar, whatever the ruler gives to you, as long as you do not request for it, and you are not wanting for it, fa khudhu wa tanawwal, you take it. Wa mala, whatever does not come to you from the ruler, fa la tutbi'u nafsa. Do not long for it. So Allah said these statements of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So somebody, when Umar appointed him as one of the zakah collectors, he not gave him. So the man said, these are the guys, some who are more in need of this. Umar now said, this is what you are saying. I said similar things to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was the response of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this tells us that if the authority or the ruler give you something, will you say to what? It is wise for you to what? To reject it. You can collect it, and if you want to watch, do sadaqah with it, also do sadaqah with it. As long as Allah, 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 so you take it. You can watch, invest it, you can keep it, or watch it, do sadaqah with it. So it's not a big issue. Authority give you something, oh, this one, okay. I have that will ask you that was the money you want to watch. The community, you take it as credit. So the shy idea is that Umar of Allah used to be sent by Messenger of Allah to collect some accounts. So when he now went to collect some accounts, three people refused to want to give him the sort of account. The first person is Ibn Jamil. The second person is Al-Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The third person is Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. So Umar of Allah went back to complain to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that these people have refused to us. So they are some of us that they are zakah, a majority of the scholars hold that the composite zakah is what they refused to do. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Amr bin Jamil, after Ibn Jamil, he says, فَمَا يَمْكِنُ إِلَّا أَنْ كَانَ فَقِيرًا فَأَبْنَاهُ اللَّهُ. He says, he was not avenging anything, but he wasn't taking a revenge for anything other than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him rich while he was once poor before. You understand that statement? He was not taking the revenge for anything except that what? He was poor, then Allah made him what? Rich. He was not taking revenge except that what Allah made him what? And he was poor and Allah made him rich. This the colors of the refuge, Arabic refuge, to take it to what? Eshbiu and that means the marishbiu in Mali. So what is the it is something that is genuine? Why do not describe that thing? You describe it as if it is something that is good. But that thing is what is genuine. So what Ibn Jamil did was something that was bad. But he was revenging, taking a revenge for something or avenging something. What was he avenging? Did Allah do any good to him? No. Allah did what good to him by making him what? Rich. But what he used to pay back is for him to now withhold what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to him. So the name of Allah said what? مَا يَنْكِمُ إِلَّا أَنَّ اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَنَّهُ كَانَ فَقِيرًا فَأَغْنَاهُ اللَّهُ. So he was not taking a revenge for anything except that Allah made him rich when after he had watched, he had been born. He said, أَمَّا خَالِدٌ أَبْتُ خَالِدٌ فَإِنَّكُمْ تَلْرِمُونَ خَالِدًا. You have been unfair to Khalid. فَإِنَّهُ قَدَ عَبَثَ أَوْ اِسْتَبَثَ أَدْرَعَهُ وَحَكَالَهُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Khalid had put his weapons and his arms, he had put them in the cause of Allah. Khalid had horses, he had camels, he had shoes, and so on and so forth. All these things, he had put them in the course of Allah. They were not telling that this type of person would know what to do with the God of his words. The one who had watched, put all his words, what he had in the course of Allah, then he was, my mother does not know what to do. But in that case, the Luna cried. You have been on what? Just a minute. You may think that Khalid has, but he didn't have anything more than he had, he had no space. Only that way he's not transcribed. But the fact that you are seeing those things, you think that what you still have something that what you take the account from. But what you are seeing, you are what? You are what? You get that relationship of the hadith towards this topic. These things that you are seeing, you are what? They are one. They know for the Sabbath and Ra'ahu wa Atadahu fi Sajidina. He then answered Abbas as for Abbas. He said, Fa'alayya wa bithuha ma'am. Fa'alayya wa bithuha ma'am. As for Abbas, I'm the one responsible for that. How are you responsible for that? Some said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to be on his behalf. Because of the end of the hadith, he said, أَمَّا شَعَرْتَ يَا عُمَرْ أَنَّ أَمَّا رَجُمْ إِنْ وَرْجِ. So Umar, bear in mind that the uncle of the man is like his father. So if Abbas, the fourth in pain, I'm going to do that. But of course, you know, that is not what it meant. But فَعَلَيْهَا, it's not that the Messenger of Allah is going to be on his behalf. فَعَلَيْهَا, that is, I'm supposed to pay him because he has given things to me. And that reason I'll be Dawood. It is said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Al-Abbas asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would like to pay zakah in advance. He would like to pay zakah in advance. At times he would pay zakah 2 years in advance. But the question is, how does he know that the amount that they have given to me is zakah of his word? How does he know that? So as the campaign in advance, then if the zakah is not compulsory on him, that is a year has gone on it. In other words, he needs to have more, or what he has given is more than what he is supposed to have. If he is to have more, he has more. If what he has given is more than the zakah that is due on his way, if he likes, he can use the money to watch. The remaining has worth all of that. And if he likes it, I want to make it part of what the following year. So that's why it is permissible, according to the stronger opinion, that you can take the zakah of your wealth in advance. If you have paid that of what? That of last year. And you see some people who are eligible for zakah, you can say, okay, let this be what? Part of my next year zakah. If you can't make it at all, stop at all. You can still make it as part of what your next year zakah. As long as the one you are giving it to is one of those who are eligible to collect zakah. So Fa'alayya, that is a follow speech from him. The Messenger of Allah is not going for his watch, for his patronage, because it's haram for him to watch it for that. But he has borrowed it to assist us, those who are the people for zakah. We have been to haram a'aka, not only for this year alone, only for next year. Only for next year. Number one, he says, وأما العباس فهي علي أصل عباس هي أصل في أصل عباس هي أصل في وبنت وأمها and if there was something similar again some scholars use this narration to say no that if Abbas himself is going to pay it he's going to pay it why? Because it's not somebody that is out of opinion of somebody can be somebody may be a person that is paying his zakah regularly if the person in the year now says, so to say, to pay the zakah, do you have wrong opinion of him or you have good opinion of him? Good opinion. Maybe somebody who has been paying zakah in advance, the year that comes, you are expecting him to pay for that year, he has not come up with it, and yet they say, oh, leave me. Every time the zakah collector, leave me. Something must be wrong somewhere. Somebody is wrong. It is broken. So you have good opinion for it. So whether it was Fahiyya Alayhi that it is going to pay, will be to her, is going to pay what? something similar. If the law of God to be sodom. So this are the ways that Quran has interpreted. That's what Quran has given, that the zakat is not the composite zakat, that is what? Sodom. So if it is sodom, then that is the way it was. As a case of Ibn Jamin, he said, Ibn Jamin was my enemy in Islam and kind of a theorem for Abnar al-Muwaq. That he did not want to give the government to Zakah because Allah has not made him wish after he was wrong, after he has been poor. So he wanted to do. So somebody who is rich, what is expected of the one who is rich, or somebody who has more than what? More than to be known for him, who has excess. He said to also spread it. That is what is expected of the Muslim. That is what is what should spread it. The Bible speaks the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if somebody now has excess and doesn't want to spread it, what has stopped him from doing that? Then he repeats his account is worth. But if he has what more than enough after paying his zakat. So it's like the public is going to bring something that is somehow blameworthy. So we can say what is going to happen. Unless if you see that there are people dying of hunger around him, he's not arguing that after I've paid my zakat, so the point that works composite on my way. Then that says that it's something that is composite and it's way apart of what is composite zakat. And that is people are dying of hunger around him. As soon as Allah comes back and says, what is not a believer. Go on with what? The one who is satisfied and his neighbor is what? He's with hungry. So it's not him, a believer. So in that case, something else will be composite and it works. But if it's not that people are going hungry, but he has more than enough, and he does not want to give it, want to keep it like that, we take it because of what? Blame worthy. Because the real believers, and those that whenever they ask and they know their words, they are okay, they also feel to be. Now we talk of what focus on preferring people over themselves. This is difficult. That you need something and you're writing it, not to get text of Arabic use of it, or text of Arabic, and you go on with it. It's what? And this is what Allah started to describe some of the Ansar. He said, "Wa yusiruna ala fusim wa law kana him khatasun." But at least, when you are satisfied, you also want to make your brother, make your neighbors, to make them happy. When you are what? When you are satisfied. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "What? As of the Jameen, from my rest in Allah and kana fakirin, fa'adna Allah." Ibn Jamin is not behaving the way he's behaving, except that what? He was poor before, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him rich. He don't have to what? To also give you what Allah has was given to him. He's trying to be thinking to this, apart from being what he is the fact. So in this case, it won't be much of a serious attack on Ibn Jamin. For one would say he's comparing the fact, and not paying, that was a serious attack on him. And that was some companion, as some scholar saw him, he said, Ibn Jamin was a monastic. Was a monastic. So that was why he known to be with the car. But for now, Adam, what those scholars are upon is that it is composing the car. The Prophet of Allah attacked Ibn Jamin after arriving in the Walid. He defended him, and he also defended Al-Abbas, رضي الله عنه, and defended him as well. But the reason why the Lord approached this hadith is because of what? The case of Kharij. It is because of the case of Kharij. And that's why he says, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, from Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, قال بعث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عمر على الصدقه. The Prophet of Allah sent Umar to collect Sadaqa al-Hadith. That is when he says al-Hadith, it means the end of the Hadith. or those abstain those in the hadith that are which are supporters. What fee? He now exchanged words to the Shanti. He said, وَأَمَّا خَارِبٌ فَقَدْ اخْتَبَسَ أَذْرَاعَهُ وَحَبَادَهُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. He has put his adra'ah. The best adra'ah, the door of general, mean what? Huh? Amun. وَحَبَادَهُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Mean what? Weapons. فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. In the cause of Allah. So this is also part of the hadith that supports al-waqf. We have the battle of Abdullah ibn Umar, we have that of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, when he brought the way of Rum in Medina and he made it towards waqf. People are coming towards, take water from it, drinking from it. So there are some hadith and words on al-waqf like that. So this of Umar radiallahu anhu, he is the most prominent of all the hadith. Then that of Khalid ibn Walid, that of Uthman ibn Affan, then some of the Athar of the companions like that of Zubayr ibn Awwam. So they all talking about Al-Awqaf. And that's why in some countries like in Saudi Arabia, they have only progress in Zarat al-Awqaf, was Shu'ul al-Islamiyya, the Ministry of Endowment and what Islamic issues. So they have a ministry for that. And Sheikh Soli al-Sheikh is the minister in charge of that. So whatever our court makes, it will be under his watch. It will be general overseer of the our court. So there are people working under him, the one that is managing that. So some people also want to do massage, for instance, want to do this. So this is what? It will be under, it will fall under the Zarat al-Awqaf. And that when it comes to the issue of waqfu, if there is anything, maybe a masjid for instance now is built, we said masjid is waqfu. So masjid is built, and there is a need for destroying that masjid or lifting it from that place to another place. It's not something that any company can have, can just do. Only the owner can not say what you have to give it to, because they are giving it to Allah. But if there is no necessity for that, then the calling will come in to say they need to do this. Or if the owner is in ready to watch, to provide a better place than that. A lot of scholars say there is nothing wrong in that. Why some says no, it is what it is what. Only if it's going to watch, provide a better one than that, but it's no longer under the control. So if at least that you want to do, when you want to do something, you must know what you are doing. Is this waqfu? Is this hiba? Is this the sadaqa? All this for what must be known. So if you say no between waqfu and what ordinary sadaqa, waqfu is sadaqa with sadaqa jari. You should separate between what? Waqfu, sadaqa, then atriya. The way you treat gifts is not the way you treat the work. They are different things. And you should also differentiate between this and what and things in Delta. Some children today, after the death of their father, they must be used by their father because they are so much interested in what they will inherit from their father. They are not interested in what they will give for their own children, in what they will inherit from their father. The most are come to what? Are come to something of inheritance that they will inherit. And you can never inherit more. You can never inherit more, but okay, this was due to our father. So we have decided to want to come back. You can't come back more to anything, but we do what? That will be inherited. God will what I want, what I want. It's not something to want to be sold. Nor can it be what? Can it be inherited? Nor can it be given out? So these are things that we should know as Muslims. Because for one reason, a lot of Muslims today are ignorant of our religion. All that we know of Islam is to carry placards and what start protecting. Who knows what we are protecting? Who knows so much about it? we are protecting on the behalf of Islam, and Islam is very well asked, what are so and so, what are these? You cannot tell. You cannot differentiate between what is what Islam is and what Islam does not say. The most important thing for you to just go out, you are fighting for Islamic rights. What are Islamic rights? So a lot of Muslims today, a lot of Muslims today, we don't know this, and we do not bother to know. And when you are fighting for the cause of Islam, and you are not acute to the knowledge of Islam, now some kind of God will be looking at you. Because you have to keep it in the right course. When you don't keep it in the right course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not affect you. So it is very important that we need time to learn about our religion. Let our children also learn about this religion. Very, very important. Because if we are well acute to the knowledge of the deen, and our children are well acute, we complete Islam without carrying placards, without saying we want Sharia, we want this. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أحب إنشاءالله أستغفر وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانه وتعالى وسلم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. Now it is forbidden to go back to what you have given to somebody. And when are you considered to have given somebody something? It's not when you intend given. When you intend given and you have not given, that is not the dinner. When you tell somebody I'll give you and you have not given him, that is not the dinner. I will give you the promise. A Muslim is encouraged to fulfill his promise. And breaking the promise is not the quality of a good Muslim. But we need to take the ruling of what giver. We don't take the ruling of giver. Until you have given it to him. When you give it to him, when you do not say, I don't want to give it to you anymore, then you are falling into what? Into it. But there is exception to that. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when he said, Al-A'idu fi ibatihi kal kalbi ya'udu bi kayhi. The one who goes back to collect what he has given to somebody is like a dog that vomits and goes back to his body. He said, except the father. So it is permissible for him. And that's why Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wanted to give one of his children by the form of marriage, so but eventually he didn't give her after that. He said to her that if you have collected it, that would have been what? Another issue, but you have not collected it. Even if you have collected it or she has collected it, the father still has what? The right of taking it back. But apart from this, it's not permissible to us to take back whatever you have given to somebody. And even that, the mother, they are scholars, they are like the father. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. And the alarm to become affected by the Zarakot of Zaria.
Control over it. As you said, one may dig a bone and he himself will be the Nazi. So when you see somebody coming here to fetch it and what tell it to people, you may say, no, this is not meant for this purpose. It's for those who will be making use of it for their own personal use, not those who will be coming to. So you can stop them from it.
It depends
on your intention when you are giving the ball. Huh? Intention matters a lot. Take for instance, you have said it several times. somebody built a mosque, and he said, okay, this plot of land is for mosque only. It's for mosque only. So they can't say, okay, let us, maybe now, use a part of it as well as school. Part of it can't be school. The person has said, well, this is for mosque only. But if the person says, okay, this is mosque, this is school, then it's mosque, this is mosque, this is all. So although if this is the community that have come together, the people of the community have come together that okay, we want to have a mosque, that, okay, the first, the ground floor will watch mosque, the second floor will watch maybe a kind of all, what is the program and things like that, okay? So that is if you watch the ground floor that will be treated as nothing, if you watch, it will work. And if they want to use it with the upper one or upper one, if they want to be renting it out, they can be renting it. But if they okay, both of them is watch, both of them are mosque, then they say, okay, let us convert one to maybe all and things like that. No. You can't convert mosque to all. Because originally it worked. So your intention matters a lot. Your intention matters.
No,
it's not yet.
So who is it for?
It will be for the Mazakin. Because those that you are waiting for, they have watched. They've exhausted what they want, which was the purpose for which it was endowed. The purpose is no more there.
Can you add up to for the school of the religious
school,
other religious
schools,
they use it for
their subsistence, their living. So that means the people need house with them. What is it by subsistence that they should be living? That still works. It still works. But the only thing that one, they can't sell it, and they cannot give it out, and it cannot be inherited by their children. So they can rent it out and work for less money from it. But for them to say, okay, let us decide, since we are the Moku Wari, so let us decide to sell it. Look, we can't sell it. It's not for sale. So, nor can they give it. That's it, man. Now, as a gift. Now, if it is permissible, if the father has done it, it will not be worked away from the rulings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or if he sees that nobody the children will be fighting over him after he got the demons. So he may say, okay, he may give it out to them based on their inheritance. Based on what their inheritance. It's better in Israel and from Sayyid that the women, the men will be taking twice what the women take. So if the man dies, so he would have shared it in accordance with the inheritance, so the law of inheritance. So when my to say, okay, I want to give them equal. The males and the females, I'll give them equal. So that the women will like it. But the males, when they go to the room of their father is trying to run the room of what he lost all inheritance. Because after his death, that thing will not be shared. They will do what you want, it will be shared what according to justice, and which is what the Zakari may do as they do. That is justice. And that's what is in Islam, don't say what it was. No. We talk about justice in Islam, not equality. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the men with respect to Indians in very much more than he gives to the Hindus in Muslims. So this is because Islam has type of responsibility to watch. So the men, they are going to take care of the family with respect to watch, including clothing and the likes. unless if the husband was extremely broke, then the woman was to take care of that. So for the woman to be telling the wife that will be sharing the responsibility of this house, so you will be buying some things, I'll be buying some things. That is what? That is the act of somebody who is not serious. Huh? So some responsibilities are put from the men, and some are put from the women. But what happens with the financial whatever to be borne by the men? So when it comes to the inheritance, Allah is able to be made more than because of their responsibility. It was not mentioned, but we should know from what the rules is that more responsibilities on the men than what the women that the people have to do was finance more on the men than the women. So when the women have given little or less to treatment towards inheritance, they should not think about and just injustice. It is what justice for God. It's not something you have, it's not inheritance now. And it's not something of what, not for your children now. So you are giving those that are more in need of things. Would you prefer to keep it and give the way you like, as long as much you understand. So, but if you want to give to the heir, those who inherit you, can you give the males, can you give them equally? Or can you give them equally? So, this scholar, that is both the males and the females, some scholars are of the opinion that was, you can give them equally. Some of the opinion that was, it must be in accordance with the inheritance. It must be in accordance with the inheritance. For Allah to have said this is the way you should do it in inheritance, then you should also apply similar thing when you want to give, as in when you are still alive, you want to give them a gift. And this one of Allah appears to be the more correct opinion. Why? Because some parents, when they are about to die, instead of what waiting for their request to be shared in according to Sharia, they may only let use the method of gift. Since the scholars have said what, I can give them equal male and female. So let me apply what? That of gift. So that I just give them, you take that house, you take this house, you take this house. So you can try to favor the one you like. By the time you die, there will be nothing to watch in there. So one can run away from the inheritance and what? Go to the chapter of Riba or Matthias to run from the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in territory. So Allah. Then and in addition to that, we should differentiate between the gifts that you give your children and what you are supposed to do for them. Now the boy supposed to go to school. He won't say because the one who is 2 months old, so that means you have to watch. You have to open an account for him as well so that you go to school. The one that is qualified to go to school now is spending money. The one who is qualified to get married, watch. You support him. So others that are not ready to go to, that are not yet qualified to go to school, or that are not qualified to get married, or they are not getting admission into university. So in which is that if Allah says you are off, you are still rich then, and you are still. If you are poor, why can you allow that man in that to die? So for you to say, okay, this plot of land I want to give to my children, or this house, or this, so you can give to the one that was 2 days old. Huh? Because that is what? It is not your responsibility on them. How is it like? You should differentiate between the two. Your responsibility on your children is different from what ordinary gift. So what you are supposed to do is the same, for instance, now you have among your children the one that is got maybe is not that strong, is not healthy, for instance. And that all of my healthy, for instance. So one is spending money on the one that is not healthy. So the other one should not be spending on their kids. Yeah, their mother should not be saying, I was spending on so-called getting drugs. So where is the equivalent of what you have spent in getting drugs for this one? The alcohol, you know? This one is in need of what? The drugs. So this one are not in need. So maybe if the children, one is what? If way more muscle garment for them, one is a big bulky. So it needs more young than the mother. So you use the watch, no, you have to be. So responsibility is different from what ordinary is for Laura. That is responding to the Zakum Allah of Khairan. What is the response to that, the correct view? The correct view is that what you can say, you can do a need for that, then you can say, well, yeah. Or you can say, well, Antum, Jazakum Allah Khairan. The Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, as contained in Sahih Ibn Hibban, when some tribe, the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did something for them that they appreciated, they now said to him, Jazakum Allah Khairan. He said, wa Antum, Jazakum Allah Khairan. So can you, Jazakum Allah Khairan. So Jazakum Allah Khairan, and if we respond, Jazakum Allah Khairan. A short form for you to say what? Wa iyyaka mean what? Wa anta jazakallahu khairan. A short form. So it's not here to say jazakallahu khairan. Not that you should be very, very careful just declaring things big act. Fine. The basis in religion is what? The basis in ibadah is what? Prohibition until after you leave. But that doesn't mean that you are aware of everything. Because you do not know the ruling on a particular thing, you don't know the evidence that anyone can tell you, doesn't mean you as a person should declare it was big man. Because the evidence for that thing may exist, but you don't know. It's just like when they say the basis of everything is what? That is the being we have. Then it is halal. If there is nothing, unless it is a text that takes what for me, then you don't bother to take. So when they bring pork to you, you eat. When they bring dog, you eat. When they bring cat, you eat. So when it's not challenging, why is it? How many things you say that? Allah to be like Jari, but the basis in things, but the impression that this thing that you are eating is what? It's haram. Allah has said to us, acknowledge to the Quran of to Allah. So, when you want to have those principles at times, then you watch, you still in at times. And ask you with Ashia and the Baha. It's not the good principle. But what is going to hold on to that principle must have read. Must have read well. Then I'll ask you with the Ibada and the Mentor. You are only going to say that you must have what? Read well. Otherwise, you will be declaring a lot of things. Bida. And this is our Sunna. So, what I'm saying is that the Zakhul Al-Khairan is what? The Sunna, not Bida. That's what I said. Wa'iyyak is an Arabic word. Wa'iyyak. Meaning, wa'anta jazakallahu khairan. Wa'anta jazakallahu khairan. It's a short form. Say also wa'anta jazakallahu khairan. You say what? Wa'iyyak.
That's
what I'm saying. You are saying the same thing. Now, is it a must that you must use the exact word used by the Prophet of Allah? The Prophet of Allah said what? Wa'antum jazakallahu. That is what you find. So if somebody, one person, did something good to you, and you say what? Wa anta jazakallahu khairan. Have you not written those things of Allah? Yes. Huh? It's not how you use it. Cut. Huh? Is that different? So when you say wa iyyak means what? And you. Wa anta jazakallahu khairan. بدين بلد نعم فمانت السلام عليك حين تدوك وعليك بدينهم بدين الله تعالى تريمان مبيرون يصمون في البوس بدين السلام عليك بدين الله تدوك وعليك That's why I'm saying the Messenger of Allah said if some of the reports he sent it to the man who prayed robbery. When the man passed by him, the man said what? As-salamu alayhi. The Messenger of Allah said what? Wa alayhi.
I think the Negro underlying me is why people are reading this off. Because there is a lot of stuff in this day that it may be so people that is the last.
I think the origin of that thing is that a lot of people who do not learn Arabic, and you learn Arabic, and you know that there is one by the author of Wa'ant in the Bath in Mount Eran. So I'm always saying Wa'iyyak, one will not be passing with because you know that Wa'iyyak. And we ask him the Lord Allah Tera or ask him the Lord Allah Tera, he goes, he didn't do it. Then if one could see that, okay, which scholars would say that? Sheikh Al-Albani, Sheikh Al-Bazi, but sometimes it's difficult to stand with our room, people will call Sheikh Al-Albani, will ask questions. And at the end of the conversation, that person might say, the Lord Allah Tera, and Sheikh will say, what a year. Many. So the other Mashaikh as well as they will do, they will do that. So, from as I said, the basic position for us to read wise. When you read wise, you listen wise, you know what to declare this year and what not to declare this year. So, Allah. Okay. Two different things. One is justice, the other one is what? That has married more than one. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you can marry more than one. So he says, when you think to my Allah, this is for us. If you are afraid that you go to church, then for one that marry one. So what is the justice Allah is talking about here? Another word explains that it's not justice in everything that is being talked about. But Allah says what? وَلَنْ تَسْتَسْلُمْ أَنْ تَعَلِمُمْ لِنَا الْإِسْتَعِيمُ وَلَوْ حَوَمْ. You cannot do complete justice among women. وَلَوْ حَوَمْ. Who would think that you make the effort to do that? It's not possible. It's not possible. And when you look at the life of the Prophet of Allah and his wife, you see this. The ambition is several times. When some wives of the Messenger of Allah, they gather themselves and what they complain about one thing. And that, so what is that? Because some people will bring it to the Messenger of Allah, but why it was in the house of Aisha. So they were jealous of that. Why is it that fool is bringing it? Why it was in the house? So the last time one of them, Ummu Salama, one of their elders, he said, "Woman, the Messenger of Allah, Allah, that you should tell the people that the people should be also bringing me to him whenever it's in our house. Huh? Whenever it's in our house, they should be locked down as well. Not only Raja." And Ummu Salama went. And when she told that the Messenger of Allah, 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 do not harm me because of Aisha. Do not harm me because of Aisha. And that was the end of it. The end of it is that Ummu Salama could not hear Aisha's name. Those who did not participate, once again, they were okay, they will listen to Batman, let us go to Batman. So they sent Batman, Batman went again. President of Allah said, oh Batman, do you not love what I love? I love Aisha. And Fatima of Allah went back to them to say, I can't go back again to you. Then one of them now went and entered the house of Aisha of Allah and started was attacking her. The Prophet of Allah was just looking like that. When Aisha responded, he was smiling. So the Shah is wearing that watch. They were asking for watch. Justice. But this justice cannot be done. How can I tell you that? Okay, God, what will bring him to? So people, they decide their own decisions, you give them for that. So this type of thing is not the type of justice being talked about. Now it's not that it's not Aisha, but he knew that what people were asking for is something that is uncalled for. It happens to him, for Aisha was a learner as well. At that time, the Messenger of Allah, the day that Hala, the sister of Khadija, came to the Messenger of Allah, and he did the same. The way she did it, the same, it was very similar to that of Khadija. The Messenger of Allah reminded me, remember Khadija immediately. When the Messenger of Allah said, this is the Iran, that this way of seeking the king is just like that of Khadija. The Messenger of Allah formed immediately. It changed immediately. And what she said is that, well, why is that you are just mentioning the temple in Ajayi in Quraysh, mentioning one of the old women of Quraysh. Hamra, she said, the one with the gum, the one with the red gum. If someone is what the red gum, what does that mean? It's toothless. So for the halakas, it has brothers that are tied in the matter for example. You know, when I talk about the Lania, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to that, oh, I love her, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave me children to her and things like that. And I don't watch quiet. So then that is better that Allah has given you a better woman. It does mention you use more of the time on the time. So the Prophet of Allah gives her the right word, rest for it. But Khadija is not just somebody like that, that you can just say. So the gender of women, if you look at their gender, the way they feel jealous of one another, you know it. At times you don't pretend that you have people don't in them, or you give them the answer that was. But for them to say, okay, you are not being justice, they will complain, justice. So that is not what the man is talking about. But the justice man is talking about is that what the court gives, the bottle, fish gives, you find the necessary things. Things that watch that the people have, you give to her. This is what the justice. You know that this is what the people have, then you don't give her. This is injustice. Or you don't close her. Or you close her with the wash of the garbage. Or you feed her with the wash of the food. Or then you give her a handsome, reasonable thing to give. You have done much. You have done justice. But that it must be exactly the same thing. So that is not what you call the justice. Because if you buy a pig, for instance, now, maybe one of them loves a big pie. You buy big pie for this. And if one doesn't love big pie, maybe she loves maybe cottage, or she loves a donut. So imagine those rooms. So you need what is going on, like, in as long as what is something that is it's not beyond that level. Someone is thinking only for God, and because she has the opportunity to take her out, she's not asking for something that is
I'm trying to let me give you one example now. I put a picture of myself and my wife in one of my wife in on the side. When I put the second picture on WhatsApp, and the other one, first of all, the other one will tell you now. I'm going to put that there, I'll put the other one. So I share it with the same time. So you're not coming to wonder, listen. More people see you in one time. I want to put me there. So, what did I do there? You take 200 every day. I'm not saying, even though you are trying to do it, you still start to make it for other people. But it is better to join that man than not at all. So, I will not be better for this man.
Well, the secret to India putting on the pictures that the right on the so it's not the point that when the picture of one is on something or when something is done for this, it is similar thing for the doctor that I said. From putting the pictures of the right on the Facebook, or whatever, you are giving them for people to also watch, admire them. Some people will be interested in them as well. Yeah? Okay.
I'm only saying that this is my chance for that.
Okay. And one, I know that this type of jealousy will continue, as you said. Some of the jealousy will go up to everyone. Natural. Who will convince? Who will convince? If you see, for instance, that okay, maybe your friend of yours is being given for food, maybe achieving things, doing this, spending this, the jealousy will come into you. I think what you should be the one in the bush, in the shoes, that you should be being those things. Now, imagine for you to not pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should take it away, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you to watch something like that. You know what I'm saying? So if there is somebody that is nice, you pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for you to watch, to be doing the type of spending that is doing in the cause of Allah. But if one is somebody with evil mind, he will say, oh Allah, take this thing away. So it is not fair, whether we may not. So if you busy yourself with that, Allah, why will not feel? One may not feel if you busy yourself with that. Because there is nothing you can do that you watch that will satisfy human being. There is nothing you can do. So it's not only, it's not restricted to the women. Who will you watch? Who the men as well? Yes. So it's something that is, so you try to close your eyes from some of these things, otherwise you give yourself a protection. So it is natural. That's the nature of mankind.
So you always have to do most like phone house, most like right now, most like phone for us. So do you think if you come to that, you say that you encourage that from, you say the amount of money is covering so that that money will be 1 year, then we will pay that out. Either you have a salary or not, or we continue to spend on all of those things and then you don't have the money to pay
that out. There is no thing that says you should go up, you should encourage people to be saving money so that they can. You could qualify to think that. It's not saying that, and that is nonsense. So if there is no place that had a watch, there are some affairs they can do. And they have watched, but I thought that they can do. Zakah is taking care of a group of people. So that law can cover more than Zakah can cover. So if you have what you want to do, so that all you want is salary, and you are this, you can do so that. But for us to say, okay, for me to want to be eligible for that, but we're saving money for that, that is not Islam. That is not Islam. There are some people that come up with this idea of, okay, what you, instead of giving the money to those who are eligible for it, who use it to buy machines for them so that they can work, so that you are not aware of that zakat that you are giving. So you cannot buy machines for them. Pay the zakat of your wealth. That is what the Sharia asks you. If you give it to the person, you deposit it this far. That is no problem. But for you to say, okay, I want to empower. If you want to empower him, give him some other money apart from what? I want to compose the attack on you. That is empowerment. But it's a fact that the Sharia says, compose you have to take. You are not telling the one you are giving, so how are you going to spend it? That is where the goal is, because one is king, you don't want to give out. By letting him use it to buy things for him, so that's what he will do. There's some people who want to take the money and they go and keep it in bank. the zakah of the learning man, and there are people who are qualified for zakah outside here. Only in need, and what the banks are what are trading with what the money of the zakah that you are. What is the name of Islam? Now, is it possible to change the time of Salat Juma in the most time to pray?
Yes, you can
change it.
The same one by two, the same one by two.
In the week?
Some
people will pray every time. Monday to Salat Juma. They can go and pray somewhere else. They can go and pray somewhere else. So it's not a practice of the fact that you pray much. The same human, the same mother. So it's something to be preached once. So there are places that they can pray. And if that is when we have said that, that means if, take for instance, I come now, and if there's no one, so we have 5, 3, 7 brothers, we can pray another last one. So that was the practice of the Salah Sunday. As well, so it's not their practice at all. So once you meet the Juma, the Son of Allah, 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 said, once you pray for the Lord, so. That's the name of the Hadith of Allah.
Grave in front of the masjid. So ordinarily one should not build the mosque where there is grave, or people should not be buried where there is mosque. So for us to say the one who comes first will be the one to stay. If it is the mosque that comes first, it is the mosque that will stay. So and if it is the grave that is there. So but in a situation like this, what they can do is for them to fence off the grave. To fence off the grave, give something in which to fence off the grave. So, but ordinarily, the thieves should not watch very that in that way. But if that happens, that happens, so they can fence it off. We have left it. What are they now doing with that one? What are they doing with the previous one? They can use the gift mosque. And the cost is not inside the mosque, it's outside the mosque. So they can still make use of the mosque. So what they need to do is for them to was give the fence that the fence off the grid. That is very good. This is what that is not good.
Somebody
is called the house. So now make the staff and the outside for everybody to come out. It's what, since he has done, he has considered himself as part of the beneficiaries of the of this. So his intention matters. Borrow of the mosque is not meant for the public consumption. Unless if the one who has credit, set their judgment for the most and for the other people to benefit. Then it's not worse. It's not for the most alone. Obviously. But if I say I give this thing for the most, then for the most. So people do not have the right to want to come to the most to us in the session water. This is something that is very, very important. Take for instance now, to pump, before we are talking about to pump it, you need more electricity to do that. And you pay for it, particularly if you are not being charged without a... Now, take for instance now, we are using prepaid here. And you have to pump water. So it is the most that is paying. We are using what? The money. Donated for the most. So you need to pay for this, of the meter, and people will come and want to share water. But why is this madness? If you are not given to the mosque, then you should not be coming to the mosque to take from the mosque. Because what the energy that the mosque the will consume is much. Something small. And that is somebody who says, okay, I'm digging a borehole at Sarakonjaya. He has not completed the work. But what is the borehole? If it's not the one that people will be astonished, it's one that requires electricity. You have to provide that. It is not provided that you have not done something. And this is what some of those who dig borrowers from the outside countries in Saudi Arabia who will be what is not understand. And that what they fall in the hands of people who just enjoy their own money. Say, want to dig borrowers. Want to dig borrowers. You dig borrowers. Which one are you talking? Are you talking about the one who will be... Or you are talking about the one who will be electricity. If you do that, there is that wrap that you want to do. Need another wrap within. To sustain it. Otherwise, it's just what the Bible is done and nobody wants to benefit from it. Like this check here, you see a bubble was that was done. That's in our knowledge. Because that thing needs to watch, it needs electricity, that's one. Two, the water they get there is not something that is clean. So people, they abandon it. So the money they use in digging that is what they waste. So that's why when somebody gives borrow for the masjid, they should be seen for the masjid. Don't say, I want to tax. The money, instead of this, what is it for you to call like those who are selling water? $400 that you need to pay water is going to destroy you.
Mix up with Zakat, maybe their salary is not, they can pay, they will always have something to do at the end of the month. But the government are removing money compulsory. They call it saving pension or something, contribution pension too. So when they remove that contribution pension too, and maybe somebody's money is up to 1 million or two, and it's there too, and it's accumulating. Can you pay that tax on that money? Or maybe when they're not giving it to you, you cannot pay that tax.
That type of money, let me ask this question. Somebody is paying, and what is that is paying you? You can't say whether you get your money or you get your money. Is that compulsory on you? So if you collect that money, then the money is with you, the year goes on, then it's a part of you. But what you have not collected is, so you are not sure that you get your money or you get your money. You know, some people say, they are pension, they are still running here, some of them, they are collapsing here. So, scholars, they fit this type of issue, and somebody will spoil you, but you are not sure that the person is going to pay you. In a situation like that, you wait to collect the money. When you collect it, and the year goes on it, then you pay the money. What if the money that is paying you is somebody that you know, anytime you say, give me my money, you give me your money. So it's like what? You accept money with somebody. Whether you keep it in your house, or you keep it in your, you give the grant and what you get in here, as long as the year goes from that money that you have dumped the grant and then it there, and it's found to be done, they compel you.
somebody is saving, giving money for the car. He wants to do the car, or he wants to buy the car, or he wants. And that money, a year goes on it, and it is also, so he wants to pay the car on it. So he says, oh, this money, I've been saving for the car. For the car. So, you put the car on that, 2.5% of it will go, unless it is not up to the source. But the money I'm getting, somebody will be collecting 100,000 in a month, for instance. And if we consider the account of in the sum of gold, the collecting 400,000 in a month, and we spend almost everything. If not able to save anything, don't say for 400,000, you don't touch to be saving to pay back. I will tell you that. It is the money that you have kept that the car will come and teach. Whether it was you are taking it to build house, to marry, as long as you have something, you have kept, that means you are okay. If you are not okay, you will be saving money. The one thing you are saving is consider having what is expected. So consider what is expected. So that's why the fact that somebody does not have money that the car wants to come and doesn't mean the person is not being thought upon. It doesn't mean it's not biased. Because the other car that will be doing, at times it will be more than the Zakai will take. Maybe as the money is coming in, maybe somebody can't give money. As money is coming in, he's worth investing it, doing this, doing that, paying for that, doing this. But when I've got a lot of people maybe to get work, to do this, so I'm not compensating for that. So as for that, the Zakai of what? The money that you are saving, if I think also, there is no Zakai on that. So Zakat is giving on things or some other things. But as far as what giving money for Zakat doesn't have money that they have saved. So it's not a thing. The Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was handing him things. He will spend. The Messenger comes to him what he will give us. After he has what? He will take care of the family. Whatever is left, he wants to give it out. So what are we going to say on him? So what are we going to say?
On the
account,
I'm talking about
what
if someone has a property of
life, and if they have property, what do you mean by property? If he renting them house, if he renting them house, he collects from the property, and if it's up to the source, the year goes on it, then it's a category. If it's not up to the source, the year only goes on it, then the fact that they have around 1,000 property doesn't mean you get the car. From which the property he has is for sale. He's buying them to sell them, he's buying cars to sell them, he's building to sell them. So those property that he has bought, and for the intent, with the intention of what he's selling them, they are seen as the same money he has bought, he has kept to pay him. The majority of the scholars. And this is what they call Zakat of Rorohu Tijara. Rorohu Tijara meaning items that are meant for sale. Then there's what is called Rorohu Antonia or Antonia. These are items that are meant for your own watch, personal use. What are meant for your personal use, they are not Zakat. Unless if they are camels, cow, and watch, and sheep. This will be Zakat for them, as I have mentioned. But apart from the things that are meant for personal use, there is Zakat on them. So somebody may have four cars for personal use, no Zakat on them. Four cars will be sold, there is Zakat of Rorohu Tijara on them. How will it be? So we differentiate between the two. Allah. Okay. Now it's not, this is part of what we have said, the need of, if it's a need, then you can give to him.
to be making some sort of opinion that maybe is now capable enough or worthy enough, then you can return it. But spending the time that what you put is that you can give it from using it as long as you need for it.
So in our neighborhood, they are fighting over the north and they collected the north and stuff like that. Now they require us to do things like contribute for water and stuff like that. So may I'm saying that we are not going to contribute for anything until we return our own or I'm not going to stop there and we're always waiting to fight and stuff like that. But my other colleagues are saying that no, let's start talking to them on this. Maybe for me to them, you know, back and water, stuff like that. And stuff like that. What do you advise them to do?
Well, what did they say concerning the collection of the mosque?
The mosque, you know, they also think it's a Christian entity. Nobody can come here or they don't want to hear
it. It's a Christian entity?
Yes.
So there are no Muslims in the US?
Yes, they don't want to see man on the whole. I like your prayer very much, but it doesn't have a passion. Because you can't walk in the spirit.
Well, I think such a thing is literally the man can use part of his building as a place where people will be observing
their issues. Our food building, but our food is not a place where people can come over to the feeding, so to say. So we want to make the place where it's open. Even if you don't have enough, make the place where it's open. But the bigger question is, I'm not telling you to start up. We're not cooperating with people, we're cooperating with
us. And the issue is that this issue of water is
important.
So you benefit from it as well, just as they benefit from it. So if you say you are not meant to contribute to it, that is a different element. It is different from, but it is important that you address this issue of mosque. If they do not allow you to take a place to do this, can you use your place? Since that is the only Muslim house that I think built by the Muslim, so is there any way the person can maybe allow those Christians in other houses? The Muslims living in those houses is very different. If you can do something to create that, and if you can discuss with them that they should allow you to use a portion of this as Muslim. So, can take the table issue with them and discuss with them. The issue of this government is not the same. It's for the benefit of the ethics of the whole in Allah.
At the end of the month, the most out of the can you
And the problem is, I don't want to say that you go, but you should remember the class where I tell you how to be a good one as Nasara, how to be a good one. So it's just like you as Muslims, let's say 90% or 95% of the ethics in that of the outfit in that ethics, they are Muslims. And if this thing wants to watch, then you have affect that.
No.
So there is no aspect as well. But if you can watch, speak to them to accept yours, then you when they don't accept, you know that the only thing is going to be you. You don't accept. So they are going to have for their own religious religion, so you should know how to watch. Yes. But you should do it efforts to also have a market where you can work. But if it doesn't work, you know they are using what they are dominant on you. So I don't want that you protest. We don't protest things like that. Because the place you are it was with you, you will not accept me that. But I'm saying It's just like maybe the, let's say you have minority Muslims in the East, for instance, now. You're not carrying black out that they are protesting some things that they are doing. What you are doing, you are encouraging minority Christians in the North to bring that as well. And this is not, there are some things that what you only do it when you. Someone was, there was a debate between a Muslim and a Christian concerning what allowing Muslims in America and in that. Muslims, they are free, they are free, they can do this. Why can't they allow us to have our own church in Saudi Arabia? How do you answer such a question? Huh? This is where I call it. But that is a Christian-dominated environment. Some people like the Muslims have penetrated there, they came from there. So that is what we want. But let's say those people say no, we don't want the next thing to protest. No. Because that is one to protest and carry baggage, you are going to cause similar one. And that's what it says is like a common of the life. Some scholars who are saying that what? When I say scholars, they're talking about people who have been watched, who do not stay by the individual, they say, they can have their own churches as well, they should be allowed to. So they are going to not have their churches. Now somebody, because some Muslims in the West, some Christians in the West are clamoring for that they should have a church allow them. And then you see areas like Dubai being what the Republic of Canary can do now. The musicians, Christians, a prostitute can just go to a store. So Muslims should know what you fight for as your rights. And what you don't do, what you can't on. So that when you want to fight your right, what is your real right, then you have to fight it. That when they think they want to establish maybe church in Saudi Arabia, you won't allow it. Or they want to establish church in Mecca, or just like last week I read that the duty contest is going to take place in Mecca. Duty contest in Mecca. Somebody's going to talk that. And for people allow it to us to take place, if not that people keep changing it, they would have watched done something like that, duty content. So maybe the next few years I don't give the content in what you have and the what is the magic is a lot of rubbish. So let us know our decisions right. Then when you are in the place where you are not in the majority, you know how to relate to them. That you get something, not that you want to protect where you are in the majority, but you want to fight for the right because you are the minority, you have to fight for it. So you know what is going on in what is called, in Jerusalem now. That type of fight does not have what an end. The Jews will be claiming that thing, the Muslims will be claiming like that, go kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it. You know how to accept things, how to attend to issues. This is very, very important. There are some things that cause you being silent on them, not clamoring, not proposing your rights. Because of course, the greater input of that protest or that thing. There are some things that cause you being silent on. Because when you hammer it, the words will cheer up more danger or things that will be more disastrous.
Allah, the Quran of Allah, something that should have been a surprise to them.